A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy, faster! I am Silver! Boy!
Belleville was a small settlement where most of the ranchers went for supplies, to bank their money and to celebrate. It was small but crowded and rowdy, kept in order by an energetic, conscientious sheriff. But there were many things the lawmen couldn't keep in order, as the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan discovered soon after they rode into town. The Lone Ranger was disguised, and the townsmen saw little about him to attract attention, except the magnificence of the white stallion he rode.
Tonto, you better keep your eyes open. I'm going to have a look around town.
Me do it.
And Dan, about seeing those supplies.
Yes, sir. I'll go right over to the store.
I'll see you out here, then.
Right. Oh, Victor. Oh, boy.
Oh. Three riders separated. Dan going into the general store. Tonto reining up while the Lone Ranger rode on down the street. Dismounting, the Indian stood apart, watching the townsman. Presently, a lank, weather-beaten cowhand approached him.
Mind if I sit here, spell engine?
Huh?
Well, that can mean yes or no. Speak your mind.
Oh, you sit down.
I didn't mean to seem contrary. But gosh darn it, I'm a desperate man.
Huh?
Injun, I've been judging men for nigh on to 60 years. And I always say I know an honest hombre when I see one. I can tell you there ain't many of them in this part of the country. Man can't even trust his own shadow.
Me no.
Oh, you do, huh?
Huh?
You look like a pretty smart critter at that.
What you want?
Well, I hate like sin to trust a stranger, let alone a redskin. But I'm desperate. Maybe I'll be sorry, but it's my one chance.
You in trouble?
Well, not unless you call having two of the orneriest coyotes in the country dogging your footsteps trouble. They've been watching me now for 2 days.
Oh, them trying to kill you?
Hey, they're after my money, and they'll kill me to get it. What's your name, Injun?
Tonto.
Well, Tonto, you know the basin country out beyond Granger River? Maybe you know the two spreads out that way. Two big ones. One belongs to Tim Wesson and the other to Zeke Doherty. You're scheming a low-down varmint to walk in boots. I work for Wesson, and I just got to get this money to him.
Oh.
I can't waste any more time here because he's waiting for it. But I know just as soon as I leave town, I'll get about as far as from here to that post, and they'll lay for me to get the cash. Understand?
Me savvy.
Tonto, I'm trusting you to take the cash to Jim. Them cutthroats will never suspect an Indian of toting it. Tim will pay you well, I can promise you. Now, how about it? Are you willing to do it?
Me do it?
Oh, good. I'll go over to the hotel and get it. But you stay here and wait for me. Might be I'll see them critters' authorities around. If I do, it'll take me longer to get back here. But you won't leave, will you?
Tonto wait for you.
In the Silver Dollar Cafe down the street, a short time later.
You looking for somebody, stranger?
No.
Why, Sam Hill, you standing there looking around? Maybe you don't like our town, huh?
Don't pay any attention to him, stranger.
Oh, now, if he's a friend of yours, Steve, come on over here and I'll buy the drinks. Just name your poison.
Later, Stu, later. You aren't waiting for anybody.
Oh, I'm not waiting to meet anyone.
And come over here. I'd like to talk to you.
Sure.
Sit down.
Thanks.
I watched you coming in, stranger.
Yes, I noticed as much.
Don't miss anything, do you? What'd you say he was from?
I didn't.
Don't talk like a gunslinger. But then it's none of my business if you are. How would you like to do a job for me?
Well, what kind of a job?
Maybe you heard of Tim Wesson.
Yes, I have.
Well, I don't come much better than Tim, but he's in trouble.
What's wrong?
That's what I'm getting at. He's been running the Bar W for almost 30 years now. But he's run into hard times these last 5 years that almost ruined him.
That's too bad.
Yes, it is. His cattle is being rustled right under his nose. There's not a thing he can do about it. Unless he'd go gunning the Dougherty tribe. He's too fair to do that without proof.
Dougherty?
Well, they got the ranch next to Tim's. And the two of them have been feuding for years.
What's your interest in this?
My name's McCulley, Steve McCulley. I buy and sell cattle. And Tim and me have been friends for years. But I got a business interest in the Bar W.
Partners?
No, but I lent Tim $5,000. And unless he can pay me off, I'll have to foreclose on him. I don't want to, but that's how it is. But what I want you to do is to go out to Tim's Bar W and make sure he don't lose any more cattle than he already has. Because, mister, if any more of his herd is rustled, he's not going to have enough money to get out of town, let alone pay me off.
He needs help, all right.
He sure does. And it's worth $100 to you if you'll give it to him. Those guns of yours might not even be for hire. Might be a range detective, for all I know. But in either case, you can lend Tim a hand.
And he'll have it.
I'm glad to hear it. But give you an idea of what you're up against. Take a look over there at the bar.
Oh?
See that mean-looking breed ordering up?
Yes.
He's one of Dowdy's hands. As ugly a breed as you'd want to meet. His name is Scar Roberto. But I guess he's wanted by a lot of other names across the border.
Now what's he doing in town? A good 2 days' ride from the ranch.
Young Dowdy's here, too. You can bet your bottom dollar neither one of them's in town for any
good. Hey! There's a madman shot.
It sounds like trouble.
Cut him right through the heart.
Who is he?
Oh, Barney Harrigan from the Bar W.
Sheriff found an engine near him. I see him talking together myself.
What happened, Sheriff?
Here we get the man that done it. This engine here.
The other engine.
Oh, he not do it. He not shoot him.
Carrying provisions from the store, Dan Reed saw the angry mob surrounding Tonto and heard the cries to lynch the Indian. In the excitement, no one noticed the boy quickly loading his horse. Then mounting, he saw the Lone Ranger.
Hey, look out for that horse!
Stop, you darn fool!
What in the tar? Get out of the way!
Hey, he run you down!
All right, Tonto, I've got you.
Don't let him get away with that engine! Stop him!
Come on, Silver!
We'll follow him. He must be close to that engine.
Come on, man! You'll
never catch that horse.
Come on, Victor. They won't catch Silver, but it looks like we better get Scout and head for camp. Get up, boy!
In camp an hour later, Dan joined the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Someone knew Barney had that money.
But him not have money when Sheriff search him.
Tim Wesson will be waiting for him from what you've told me, Tonto. It'll be a sad disappointment to him when he finds out what happened.
How come they thought you killed Barney, Tonto?
Tonto'd been talking to him, Dan. When the sheriff found the body, Tonto was near.
They certainly couldn't have been looking very far for the killer when they grabbed the nearest man.
Breed from Doherty's ranch came into the cafe just a few minutes before they found Barney. But then Doherty was in town. Perhaps he could have done it.
No, sir, he didn't.
What's that?
Well, he was right in the store with me when I heard him talking to McCauley. When McCauley left, he just stayed in there and talked to me and the storekeeper.
Hmm.
He doesn't look like any killer to me.
All of us meet men who are connected with Weston in some way.
Yeah, it does seem a little strange.
The strangest part of it is that there seems to be no end to Tim's bad luck. Yes, Silver. I'm riding to the Bar W. Steady, big fella. See if we can't do something to help Weston out of his difficulties. Come on, Silver.
At the Bar W Ranch, Tim Weston sat on the front porch with his young daughter, Myra. It was late afternoon, 2 days after the shooting in town, which had taken the life of Barney Harrigan. But neither the man nor the girl knew it as they scanned the horizon.
I know it's foolish, Pa, but I just can't help being uneasy about Barney. $5,000 is a heap of money.
Now, Myra, I'd trust Barney with my life.
Oh, it's not that. I'm not doubting his honesty after all this time, but well, maybe he couldn't get the money.
Well, if he didn't, I'm afraid it'll be goodbye to the Bar W.
Pa, are things that bad?
Yep, honey, they are. Getting worse with them dirty thieving Dohertys.
Oh, no, no.
I said them thieving no-account yellow Doherty stealing cattle.
I don't believe it.
You'd believe it all right if you knew them as well as I do. I seen two generations of them come along. You can take my word for it, the breed won't improve none with time. It's worse if you ask me.
Well, that's not true. Bill Doherty...
Myra, if you want to get me excited, just mention that skunk's name to me once more. I won't have his name spoke in my house. They're no good, none of them. They ain't never been and they never will be. Trash, every one of them.
But, Pa, they haven't done anything to you. Remember when Ma died, Mr. Doherty came over?
Myra.
And... Well, it's true and you know it. You hate them because of a feud that started even before you were born. Why, you haven't even given them a chance to prove whether they were guilty of stealing or not.
I got eyes, ain't I?
That don't mean you saw them stealing and you know it. If you had anything to back up your suspicions, you'd have been gunning for them a long time ago.
We use the same range, don't we? It's that plain how easy it'd be for them to get their hands on my cattle. If I just had enough cash, I'd hire more cowhands. Man can't keep his eye on the whole range.
But you haven't even talked to them about it.
Talk to them? Myra, you don't know what you're saying. Talk to a Doherty. I'd sooner be shot dead. And if I ever catch you talking to any of them...
I'm no child, Pa.
You're too young to know your own mind.
As old as Ma was when she married you and came to the Bar W.
Well, and another thing. I guess you didn't know young Doherty's trying to buy the mortgage from Steve. He's afraid Steve ain't going to foreclose on us.
And if McCulley's such a good friend, why doesn't he wait for his money?
Because it's a matter of business. Business is business and friendship don't make no difference.
It sure don't in this case. I'll say that much.
Now, don't you be saying anything against Steve. He's been a true friend. I told you this once, Myra, and I'm saying it again. Long as you're living in my house, you leave the Dohertys alone. And that means young Bill as well as the rest of the no-account tribe.
You're a hard man, Pa.
I ain't neither. I always try to be a good father to you. Someday, when you've got better sense, you'll thank me for keeping you clear of the likes of them. Who's that rider coming?
Maybe it's Barney.
Looks like a strange horse to me.
You're right. Why, it looks like the rider's mask.
Where's my gun?
Here it is. Figure he's an outlaw, Pa. He's riding awful hard.
Well, I don't know, but we'll soon enough find out.
Silver, ho there, ho. This the Bar W?
Yep.
I'd like to speak with Tim Weston.
You're looking right at him, mister. Come in slow and state your business.
Say, big fella. I have news of your man, Barney Harrigan.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. After the masked man's words hit home, Tim Wesson eyed the ranger narrowly. Curiosity and mistrust showed plainly on his face.
Where'd you see him? Barney ain't the kind to take up with any masked hombre.
I didn't see him. I just come from Melville.
Yeah?
He won't be coming in, Wesson.
Why not? What happened?
He was shot and killed and robbed.
Barney killed?
I knew you were waiting for him.
Barney... He was killed because of the money he was toting back here, I reckon.
I'm afraid that's right.
Look here, mister. Do you have a hand in this?
No.
How come you knew about it, then? Who done it?
Is it true that a man named Roberto works for Doherty?
It's true, all right. Why?
Steve McCulley pointed him out to me in town.
So that Breed was in town, too, eh? That's who done it. He must have known Barney'd have the money on him, the yellow-livered coyote. Doherty's in back of this. You mark my words. He was afraid if Barney got to me with the money, he wouldn't have no way of getting his hands on my ranch. They want to drive us out of here. And them murdering snakes are trying to do it with guns.
Oh, no, that can't be true.
If it's killing they want, they'll get it, all right. I'm a peaceful man, but I'm taking my gun right now and blasting a lot of them to kingdom come. They ought to be strung up.
But you have no proof.
Proof? I got all that I need.
Oh, if you go gunning for the Dohertys, I won't stay here. You can say all you want to about them, but they're not hiring Breeds to do their killing for them. You're just going to make things worse if you try taking the law in your own hands. You're wrong, and you know it.
Ma'am, if what you say is true, if the Doherty...
Of course it's true. This feud should have been buried a long time ago. But there's never been any bloodshed on account of it, and I don't believe the Dohertys are the kind to start any shooting just for the sake of some land.
Wesson, it looks like you need help more than you know. If Doherty's not behind this, who is?
The Lone Ranger, Dan, and Tonto inspected the Wesson Ranch carefully. The masked man and Tonto looked over the range where Doherty's Double D and the Bar W herds were grazing. Meanwhile, Dan had halted Victor beside a shallow stream running through Wesson's land, where the horse bowed his head down to drink. Cupping some water in his hand, Dan raised it to his hot face.
Now, that's funny. The stream isn't clear, but I wonder. I'll wait till I taste it. I thought so. Steady, Victor. We gotta tell a Lone Ranger about this. That water has oil in it. Come on, boy.
I think we better take turns watching tonight, Tonto. Cully said if Wesson loses any more of his herd, it will break him.
Me watch tonight.
Perhaps we'd both better watch. That's Dan coming. The way he's riding, I'd say he's bringing some news.
Oh, Victor, oh boy! Oh.
What is it, Dan?
There's oil on this land.
Oil?
I'm sure of it. There's a stream not far from the ranch house. I even tasted it.
If that's true, Tim Wesson doesn't know it. Maybe that's why Doherty's so anxious to get the land.
Maybe Doherty not know it either.
That's right. There's been a few Doherty's never set foot on the ranch without being shot at.
We look at the stream?
No, Kemosabe. It's getting too dark. We'll have to see it in the morning.
Late that night, as the masked man and his Indian companion rode the range.
Listen.
Pull, Silver.
Pull that, boy.
Pull. What is it, Tonto?
Boy and girl talk over by fence.
We'll dismount here. Said he, big fella. Tonto.
Oh, I wish we could see each other in the daytime. I'm getting so I forget what you look like.
There was only some way I could talk to your pa.
Oh, there just isn't, Bill. On top of him thinking that Breed killed Barney, although you say you don't know anything about it, he always did have a grudge against you for rustling his cattle.
He's wrong. I always suspicioned that he was stealing ours.
What?
Well, that's so.
There must be something.
Come on. You heard that, Tonto. There's only one way to straighten this out. I'm heading for town tonight. You go back to camp and wait for me there with Dan.
Me do it.
Steady, Silver. That's it, boy. I'll be back as soon as I can, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
All that night, the masked man rode, his great white stallion thundering across the miles toward Melville. Darkness gave way to dawn, and still they rode. Late that night in the sheriff's office, the lawman looked up as the Lone Ranger closed the door behind him.
Wait a minute.
Don't reach for your gun, Sheriff.
They concern you with his is. If you're an outlaw...
I'm not an outlaw, and you'll have to take my word for it.
Take the word of a masked hombre. Stranger, I don't know who you are, but I'll say this much for you. You've got a heap of nerve walking in here. What do you want?
I'm here to help you find the man who murdered Barney Harrigan.
Harrigan? Say, what do you know about that?
I haven't time to explain, but I want you to come with me.
Mister, I ain't budging out of this office. No one's walking in here and giving orders to me. I already ask you who you are. If you don't speak up...
Perhaps this will help you identify me, Sheriff.
What? Silver bullet. Wait till I get a look at your horse. What do you call this horse? What's his name?
Silver.
Well, I'll be. I never thought I'd live to see the day when I'd be standing face to face with a Lone Ranger. Mister, I'll do anything you say.
Good. Then we'll head for Tim Wesson's ranch right away.
It was morning 3 days later, and Tim Wesson sat grimly on the porch at the Bar W Ranch with his daughter Myra, watching an approaching horseman.
Oh, hold
there. He looks plumb satisfied to me.
Don't say that, Myra. I tell you, Steve's hands are tied.
Hi there, Tim. Hello, Myra.
Hello, Steve. Reckon I can still ask you to come up and sit down.
I'm mighty sorry to come here today like this, Tim.
I know it. It ain't your fault. I ain't blaming nobody but them coyotes across the way.
I sure hate to foreclose on you, but business is business. Looks like you're getting some company.
I don't know who it could be.
Why, it looks like the sheriff in the lead.
Oh, they'll probably be stopping to get some water for the horses. But ain't the masked man. Well, we ain't... Doherty!
Bill!
Get off of my land! Get off it, you hear?
Take it easy, Tim. I brought Zeke and Bill with me.
You know I'll have no words with the Doherty.
Hold on there. We didn't come here by no choice of our own.
He's right, Tim.
They're here because I told the sheriff to bring them.
You told him to? Mister, I had a heap of respect for you. But if them two don't get off my land, I'll fill them so full of lead they'll never be...
Easy, Tim. You do no such thing.
Sheriff, he's been rustling my cattle for almost a year now. It's about time something was done about that, too.
I've been rustling your cattle? Why, you mangy bomb...
What do you
vomit...
know about the murder of that breed, Roberto, Tim?
Roberto? You mean he was murdered?
And don't try bluffing that you don't know anything about it.
Just a minute, Sheriff. I told you you'd find the man here who killed Barney Harrigan and Roberto.
I can't figure out Tim had killed Barney, but I reckon he'd have reason enough to kill Roberto.
Tim didn't kill Roberto. I had you bring the Dohertys here so there'd be no gunplay when the two men met.
What?
Otto, hand me that shirt, please.
Here. Here, shirt.
You recognize this shirt, Wesson?
Why, that was Barney's.
That's it. Oh, look, Pot. That's where the bullet...
The bullet hole here is right through the breast pocket. You see?
Yes.
Wesson, you thought Doherty had been stealing your cattle, didn't you?
He's been doing it for 5 years now.
That ain't true. You're just trying to cover up your own thieving.
You blame each other. Both of you have missed cattle from the range. If you hadn't been fighting, you'd have talked this over a long time ago and settled it.
Talk to a Doherty?
If you think I'd break my neck trying to get a word with Wesson, you're local.
Both of you are wrong. Don't you see? That's exactly why you haven't been able to stop the rustling.
What?
Look here, mister. We don't know who you are.
How many cattle did you sell this month?
About 450.
Wesson?
Not a one.
But this report, bill of sale made out to McCulloch.
Where'd you get that?
From your office.
Sheriff. Sheriff, I demand my rights. It's not legal. He stole that from me.
Keep quiet till we hear him out. Go ahead, mister.
This shows that McCulley sold 600 of the Doherty cows and 50 of the Bar W this month.
Steve, you...
McCulley, you've been stealing cows from both ranches, playing both ends against the middle. You knew neither Tim nor Doherty would talk to each other long enough to bury their suspicions and look for the real thief. You lent Tim the $5,000, knowing if you continued to rustle his herds, he couldn't possibly pay it. You killed Barney, then slipped back into the cafe and pointed suspicion at Roberto. Then you killed the breed so he couldn't deny the killing.
Prove it. You can't prove a thing. I know my rights. I'm innocent.
These papers show how many cows you sold, McCulley. You owe Wesson far more than the price of the mortgage.
You hear that, Myra?
I can't believe it. Why do you want to rustle our cattle?
Because he wanted both ranches. McCulley found oil on your land, Wesson, and he figured it might be on Doherty's, too.
I'll get you.
You ain't getting nobody, Steve. Keep your hands up.
He killed Barney. Here's the proof. When the bullet went through the breast pocket, it made a hole in the money. That money with a bullet hole through it is in his pocket right now.
Search him, Tim. Go on.
You're darn right I will. I'm just thinking how much I'd like to choke him. Ain't in this pocket.
This isn't good.
You'll have your chance to talk at a trial.
Why, tuck it here, Tiz. Just like he said.
That does it. That does it. Slap these handcuffs on him, Tim.
Mister, I don't know how to thank you. This here money's yours. Go on, take it.
The only way you can thank me is to bury this feud, Wesson. You and Doherty.
Well,
what do you say, Zeke? I guess I've been an old fool. Never had anything against you personal. Excepting that you was a Doherty.
Oh, now, Paul, you just forget your grudge against the Dohertys.
To tell you the truth, Tim, I've been wanting to forget it for a long time now.
Well, then, consarn it, let's shake hands and be friends.
Yes, sir. I think this here's as good a time as any to tell you both that Myra and me aim to get married.
Oh, Bill.
Proud to hear it.
Paul.
Yes, sir. We'll have a big celebration right here at our ranch.
What do you mean at your ranch? What's wrong with our ranch? If you think for 1 minute, Tim Wesson, that you're...
Oh, there they go again. Where's the masked man? He'll stop him.
By golly, he's gone.
Well, he can't be. He's got to be here for the wedding.
Well, I seen him just a minute ago with that engine and the kid.
We sure owe him a heap of thanks. Who do you suppose he was?
I don't see anywhere.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.